Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Today's review, written by Chosen Spot, titled Simply Stupid. Episode 289 and 291 with Brock were great. He has quality tips that are easy to understand and to follow. I appreciate how he keeps it simple and to the point. I have yet to use social media other than just socially, but he makes it sound so simple and fun that I'm daydreaming of ideas of how to utilize my IG for a greater purpose. Keep up the fantastic work, Brock.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. All right, Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up? Brock Johnson here, taking over today's episode of Build Your Tribe to talk to you about some new interesting trends on Instagram that I think are going to be especially important to focus on as we finish out the remainder of 2019 and move into the future of Instagram in 2020. A few years ago, my mom and I had our biggest public fight that we've ever had. And in fact, I think it's the only public fight we've ever had. And to be totally honest, it might be one of the only real fights we've ever had in our entire lives. It was a huge debate and it took place on social media. People were taking sides, Team CJ or Team Brock. I was getting hate mail in my direct messages, and my mom even posted a photo criticizing me and basically banding all of her followers together against me. If you know what I'm talking about, you're probably already laughing. If not, then you're probably really concerned for what I'm talking about. Don't worry, it was a joke fight. I was recently gifted with my first ever pair of Crocs. Never in my life would I have thought that I would wear Crocs. And never in my sweet old mother's life would she have ever imagined her son would wear Crocs. But one of my best friends bought me a pair, and at first I thought, oh, this is kind of funny, I'll try them on. But I loved them. They were awesome. I love my Crocs. I still do. I got a few pairs right now. They're some of the most comfortable, breathable, and I think now fashionable shoes I owned. My friend and I, we thought we were starting a trend. We thought that everyone was going to start wearing Crocs and that Crocs were going to sweep the nation as the hot new thing. We were wrong. We thought we were trendsetters when really we were just digging ourselves a deeper hole in the uncool department. Crocs were a trend that never really caught on, and I still love my Crocs. So if you're wearing your Crocs right now while listening to this podcast, post a picture on your Instagram stories and tag me in it, because that will fire me up. That was a trend that failed to take off. These five trends that I'm about to share with you are trends that have already begun to take form on Instagram, and it's important that you realize them right now and that you start to adapt and change, or at least start thinking about these trends before it's too late. The first trend that I want to tell you about is what matters on Instagram. No longer do likes matter on Instagram. And honestly, comments don't matter too much right now either. Right now, what you should be valuing the most, the kind of engagement that matters the most right now on Instagram when you post a photo or a video to your feed, is the number of saves and the number of shares that you have taking place. Instagram has already begun removing likes in many countries, and it's likely that they will do so in America too. I think that this is a good thing because the number of likes that you're getting on a photo doesn't really matter. And the number of people seeing those likes doesn't matter too much either. What matters is that I know how many people like my photo just for my own personal levels of engagement so that I can know what's a good photo, what does my audience want to see, and what do they not want to see. But for the rest of the world to know how many likes I'm getting on a photo, or really to know my numbers at all and my analytics, it's not too important. I think what's far more important, and the reason that Instagram is beginning to remove likes, is because it'll be better for our mental health. You know, I talk all the time about how comparison is the thief of joy and how we shouldn't compare our social profiles to other people's social profiles. Well, if likes are totally taken away and we don't see how many likes we're getting on a photo, that totally takes away your ability to compare your post to someone else's in terms of actual analytical data. So likes are already being removed and comments are starting to lose their value as well. Because the Instagram algorithm continues to adapt and improve itself, it can now filter out when posts are getting good comments and when they're getting bad, spammy comments. So if you are consistently getting just comments of emojis or people saying this is cool or different spam robots who are commenting on your posts saying this is awesome, check out our page, the algorithm isn't recognizing those as quality comments. What does still matter are good, high quality comments, comments where people are asking questions, where they're curious, where they want to learn more, and when they're actually engaging on a multiple sentence level with your post. Those comments still matter. But the same old heart eyes and flame emoji and red heart comments, those just aren't cutting it anymore. So likes and comments are really losing their value, but what's becoming so much more valuable is saves and shares. Saves and shares, and it makes sense that these two things are becoming more valuable. Instagram's goal as a business is to get users to spend as much time as possible on their platform. So if people are saving content, that means that they find the content so valuable that they're going to save it and come back to it later, aka they want to spend more time with this post later. So of course Instagram is going to value that post and begin to show it to more people in the algorithm. The other thing that is valuable right now is shares. And of course, shares are very valuable because when one user shares a post with another, that just doubled the amount of users on Instagram. So when you're creating posts for Instagram, keep that in mind. You have to have a sense of virality when you're creating posts for Instagram. That doesn't necessarily mean that every post, every picture, every video that you share is going to go viral, but that you should be thinking about. Is this something that someone could save? Is this worth sharing with a friend? More than just, is this a cool picture? Is this going to get some good likes? Or could this increase my comments? Ask yourself, is this worth someone saving and revisiting later? Is this so noteworthy? Is this going to stop their scroll so much that they're going to share it with a friend? If not, you might want to reconsider posting it. And that brings me to my second new trend of Instagram that's going to be very important as we move forward. And that is, of course, we're always going to value quality over quantity. It's more important to have quality posts than just a sheer number quantity of posts. But more than ever right now, I've been noticing that people are valuing the quality of ideas in the post over just the quality of the beauty of a post. Maybe you are gorgeous and you have all the best filters and Photoshop and your pictures on Instagram just look amazing. You bought that $3,000 camera and now all of your pictures are beautiful. That's awesome and that's not a bad thing, but especially if you're a business or you're in the information sector or you're trying to teach and share and over-deliver with your audience, it seems like people are really beginning to value what they should have been valuing all along, and that's the quality of the idea, the message behind the post, the information in the post. I've noticed that recently on my Instagram, I've posted a few great pictures of myself. Some of them with just random captions that weren't too special, maybe that asked for some comments, but just nothing that was really that informational. I've posted two photos recently where I have shared just tons of information. A list of tips on one of them, and another one was a resources guide for virtual assistants or something like that. Those two posts have gotten hundreds of shares, hundreds of saves, and because of it, they have begun to get more likes over time. They've helped my following, and my engagement overall has increased. Now, the quality of beauty didn't change. It's still me, it's still the same haircut, it's still the same missing tooth, it's still the same filters that I've been using, and the same camera quality. The level of beauty between these posts hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed is the quality of the ideas involved, the amount of information that I've been sharing. So when you're creating posts, and especially when you're writing captions for your Instagram posts, focus on sharing quality ideas, on sharing information, on teaching and serving your audience rather than just trying to post some beautiful pictures. That also kind of slides me right into my third trend, which is that organic looking feeds are now being favored over the more highly planned feeds. If you've been following me on Instagram, which if you're not, I highly recommend you do, and my Instagram name is Brock11Johnson. That's Brock11Johnson. And if you go check that out right now while listening to this podcast, you will see that for a long time, for actually about a year and a half, I had a very strong blue theme. And it's something I've talked about. It's a tip that I've shared in the past because it was something that used to really work on Instagram. When you had a consistent theme and you stuck to the same colors and filters and you stayed really on brand, people were drawn to that and people began to follow and look for that. And it was a true sign of professionalism and that you had some planning and foresight that went into your Instagram. And now there's nothing wrong with planning and foresight and having a similar brand and sticking to your themes and your colors. That's not wrong. But it does seem like people are expecting and favoring a little bit more organic looking of a feed. I used to get teased by, you know, my mom, dad, and sister for sticking to the blue too much and disregarding good pictures because they weren't blue enough and posting a little bit lesser quality photos because maybe they were on brand or they fit the right color scheme. What matters more now, like I said in trend number two, is the quality of the ideas, not necessarily the quality of the visuals. Trend number four that is currently taking place on Instagram is that stories, and you know I'm happy to say this, stories are now almost in the majority of the content being consumed on Instagram. 40% of users' time on Instagram is being spent watching Instagram stories. Why? Well, because it's more organic, it's more authentic, it's more real, it feels more in the moment. They're updated every single day, so there's like a fear of missing out factor going on here. People are constantly having to check and refresh, and there's always more stories and bubbles to watch. Unlike the Instagram feed where you have to scroll and there's a break between each of the content pieces, you know, there's a photo, then there's a caption, comments, and another photo. With stories, it's just clip after clip. So they're highly engaging, and because of this, people are using, consuming, and posting more stories than ever. And I think that by the end of 2020, stories will be the most dominant feature of any social media platform. And like I said, you know, as a story marketing coach, that fires me up. My fifth and final new trend that I have noticed taking place on Instagram that you need to take note of as well is that Instagram TV is actually taking root. It's becoming much more popular for both content creators and content consumers. Because it's being shown in the feed and because people are sharing their IGTV videos to their stories, more people are watching Instagram TV videos, people are following each other based off the content provided there, and more content creators are beginning to share on IGTV. So if you can hop on that trend and begin to produce high quality, good information, visually appealing Instagram TV videos on a regular basis right now. Like if you can do that right now in 2019, you are going to be light years ahead of everyone else who's going to try and hop on the trend in the middle of 2020. IGTV is taking off in a big way, and I'm really excited about it as an Instagrammer, as someone who loves video and loves speaking to camera and producing that highly valuable short form content to share with my audience. The rise of Instagram TV is the final huge trend that I've been noticing recently on Instagram.
Obviously, you've got an interest in growing your social media, and I think more importantly, figuring out how to use it in a way that allows you to spend less time in social media and grow your business. Which is why my team is devoted to like just figuring out what the heck is going on with Instagram, because it changes so quickly and it is the place where the greatest opportunities are happening right now. And I never used to say that. I used to always say Facebook. So if you would like to be a recipient of our Instagram report, we do one quarterly. All you have to do is go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Now, from your phone or your tablet, if you just hover over the art for this podcast and you see the show notes, you'll be able to click right there on that link. Just click on that link and we'll email you the report. And the report will blow your mind. You will trip out at how inclusive this is. Like, I show you screenshots of how to do the things that we're talking about, different ideas, different ways that you can use them, incorporate them. And it's all about spending less time, but getting more traction, right? So hopefully you will take advantage of that free report while it's still available to you. Again, it is shalene.com/IG hacks, H-A-C-K-S.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.